Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 514. Today, Alexis asks,
I've been reading Becoming an Everyday Novelist, and I have to ask, how the hell did you ever learn to write regularly?
Very haltingly over many decades. I have tried very hard on several occasions to stop writing. It's a compulsion. It's not a healthy thing. It's like a drug addiction. I have to write. And when I don't write for long enough, I get really antsy and my life kind of falls apart. I tried not writing after my first stint in college, which absolutely ruined me for literature. I just couldn't write whatsoever, except the problem was I couldn't not write. I kept accidentally writing. Then I tried desperately not to write after my first several novels got rejected. And the way I tried desperately not to write was I went into screenwriting, an independent film. And then I really tried not to write when I got more into directing and cinematography than I was into producing and writing. And so I wound up sort of accidentally writing a bunch of short stories and a couple of novels and then podcasting things. So I eventually was brought around to accepting that writing, though it may have been an ambition of mine since I was about 8 years old and decided I wanted to do it, the important part was not that it was an ambition, but that it was kind of a compulsion. I just kept doing it, even when I was trying to leave it behind because it was obviously a waste of my time or it was obviously a bad career path or whatnot.
And before I continue, I wanted to stop here a moment to let you know that today's episode has been brought to you by the good people at BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling, marketing, and distribution site.
And when I realized that I was kind of stuck with it, or at least with the desire to do it, I figured that I'd better figure out how to do it as well as I could, since I was stuck with it anyway. And out of that came the gradual march toward regularity in writing. First, I had to disabuse myself of my artistic pretensions, not aspirations, but pretensions. The notion that art is rarefied, and you have to think very long, and you have to use a lot of big words and be all literary about shit, and that everything needs to be imbued deliberately with five different meanings. It's not true in fiction. In fiction, all of that stuff comes through subconsciously. You have to do it subconsciously, or it doesn't work. So I had to learn to let go of that preciousness that we all have at the beginning. That was very difficult. Once I did, that opened up the possibility that writing regularly might not be a stupid idea, instead of what it looked like previously being a sort of crazy idea that would kill the golden goose. Once you realize that storytelling is more like a muscle that needs regular exercise, it becomes a lot easier to justify doing it. And at that point, it's just a matter of discipline and of dealing with the problems in front of you as they present themselves and the motivational issues that you have. And it becomes just a matter of growing and maintaining the habit and allowing your craft to progress as it will. You try to do something better every time, and you accept the fact that there is a long hill to climb, and you learn to be patient with yourself. So that's kind of how I did it. I mean, it was long and stumbling, and I am an incredibly stubborn, pig-headed person. So it took a lot longer than it should have. But at least I learned it eventually. Thanks very much for the question. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.